in the end of that song, Whitney Houston, the lyrics are, "Don't you dare walk away from me. Don't you dare." And I'm super lower right now. It's the morning, okay? It's before 10. "Don't you dare walk away from me." So if... Well, hello there. Welcome back to Jamie's Music Studio. Today's episode is a quick vocal tip about how you can use consonants to bring your sound forward. Placement is something that I talk about all the time with my students and something I think about all the time as a vocalist. I almost always know where my tone is being placed in my body, and I go into what that means, what is placement, but I also give some specific examples of how to use certain consonants to bring the tone forward. You want the tone to be more forward than back most of the time, especially if you're a soloist. 100% true. If you're singing in a choir, that's not exactly usually the sound that the conductor wants, okay? Let's just be honest. Usually they use a lot of words like blending and you need to blend. And so using this forward placement and this forward tone quality is not something a choir director most of the time will want. So if you are strictly a choir singer, just know that you kind of have to switch hats a little bit when you're singing in the choir with a bunch of people compared to if you are working on a solo and you're trying to hone your solo capabilities. So just know that. But this episode, it's a quick vocal tip. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you can put it into practice. And so here we go. Hey, thanks for being with me today for this quick vocal tip. So working with a student, and this happens often, but I'm going to give you a specific example. Sometimes I constantly work on placement with my students because I know placement is something that helps vocalists. It's helped me in my life and it's helped so many of my students. And by placement, if you don't know what that means, I'm talking about like where we put our sound, where we put our tone and our sound in our body. So we have a couple specific voice placements. We've heard chest voice, which is, you know, and that is resonating mostly in the chest. So because it's vibrating mostly in the chest, it's lower, it's called chest voice. And then we have head voice too. And those resonators and vibrations are happening in your head. So that's why we call it a head voice. And so, but then within those voices, we have other places we can put our sound. So if I'm specifically talking about chest voice, okay, and I'm going, well, that sound is resonating in my chest, but it's also very kind of low. But if I can darken it, or I can brighten it, and so I'm placing my voice in different parts of my body and or my nose or in the back of my throat. I tend to not talk about that too much because it's usually the tendency is that we're trying to get it away from that area. So yesterday, working with a student, we're working on, "I have nothing, nothing." And so she has a beautiful, powerful voice. And I was telling her, In the end of that song, Whitney Houston, the lyrics are, "Don't you dare walk away from me. Don't you dare." And I'm super lower right now. It's the morning, okay? It's before 10. "Don't you dare walk away from me." So if I'm singing that and I am trying to bring, it helps to be able to bring the tone forward if I give a really good solid d, d on don't and dare. So as a soloist, think about that. Are there spots in the song that you're working on right now that you could actually use the consonants to bring your tone forward? So if we're going, "Don't you dare walk away," that's back further, right? But if I'm really using, and the intensity behind what she's saying too, don't you, you know, if you hear your mom or dad or you are a parent and you go, don't you do that. Don't you dare do that. It's usually kind of bright and very, the diction is clear, you know, don't do that. Don't you dare do that, you know? And so we have to use those consonants to bring it forward. So if I go, don't you dare walk away from me, then that helps to kind of bring it all, hopefully even not only the intensity of what you're singing about, but really using the d, d in those D's to bring the tone nice and forward. All right, so now it's your turn. What are you working on right now that you could use this technique? And maybe it's not D, maybe it's t, a T, or maybe it's even a k sound, but you're bringing out that K or that, I'll say that strong, the hard K sound, really forward, like making it, intentional. So maybe there are different consonants that you can use to bring it forward. The challenge might be is that it would become too choppy. So don't let that happen, but you know, play with that a little. Can you make some of these consonants more explosive? We use the term fricative. Maybe it's an F. Yeah. I like when it's F, cause it really bringing out that sound and that, just the air coming through, and it's for a split second. It's not that I'm using that much air throughout the whole entire phrase. So there's a balance to it, but think about that in your song that you're trying to do. And I would say this is mostly something you would want to use in a chest voice and like in that belt. If you're high and we're singing like more classical, that thinking is going to take you straight out of your resonance. It's not going to work. So at least for like, anyway, there's differences in that. But I would say don't use it as much if you're in a head voice. Okay, that's what I would say, because it might take you out of what you're really trying to achieve there with resonance. But if you're belting and you really want something to be more forward placement, use those consonants to your advantage. So fun, right? Okay, have a good one. Thanks for listening to my quick tip. Well, there you have it. I hope it makes a little bit more sense. Placement is, like I said, something I talk about a lot with my students and for myself as well. I'm thinking about it all the time. Actually, even in my speaking voice, I think about it. And there's a story that I will eventually tell you all about when I kind of lost my placement when I was about, I don't know, 23, 24. It was a scary time for me. And I was like, what is going on with my voice? I will tell that story in the near future. But I really hope that you can put into practice the things that I was talking about today. And I'll just remind you, as you do work on it, as you do bring these consonants forward and try to sing with a more forward placement, make sure your jaw is relaxed and your tongue is relaxed and down as you're singing these consonants and vowel sounds, because tension can creep in really, really, really fast when we are working on this. So, all right. I hope that you found value in this today. And I really hope that if you are one that needs more help with this, reach out to me. Let's talk about it. I'm on all the socials. It's in the show notes as well. You can find me at Jamie Hampton, 2 M's, remember, on any of the TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and message me. Let me know what you're working on. Let me know what your challenges are. I would love to talk with you about that and help you out. Thanks for being here. Until next time, I love your face. Everybody needs some love. Everybody needs some love.